Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. That was the great jazz trombonist Floyd O'Brien way back in old 1904 with the tune I Never Knew. And you know what? This is another themed hour of jazz for you out there, and it's rather cool. And we're going to look into the world of a man that was known as David W. Niven. He's a cat that loved jazz, pure and simple. He spent his life amassing a vast record collection, all dedicated to the sounds of early jazz. As a kid during the 1920s, he started buying jazz records with money he earned from his newspaper route. By World War II, Niven was a college student and had thousands of LPs. And according to him, he found himself with a first-class treasure of early jazz music. Louis Armstrong, Big Spider Beck, Duke Ellington, and so many more. The list goes on and on. For the sake of his children, he began transferring his record collection to cassette tapes during the 1980s and prefacing them with audio commentaries that offered background information on each recording. So in 2013, years after his death in 1991, his collection, called Early Jazz Legends, made its way to the web thanks to archivist Kevin J. Powers. You can download all of them via the Great and Grand Archive.com. And in fact, you can stream digitized versions of 650 cassette tapes featuring over 1,000 hours of early jazz broken down. That's 1,378 WAV files and 637 gig of information. There's also scans of liner cards for each recording. And according to the archivist, this extraordinary collection represents the very finest American music of the 20th century because Mr. Niven took the time and care to record these commentaries. He has produced a library that is both accessible to everyone, from jazz aficionados to novices. And on this next hour together, we will delve into this very lucrative collection by a fan that epitomized a real love of jazz. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs jazz the most in places like the Green Lady Lounge, laying down the magic nightly right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to get into a good history of amazing jazz music. Keep in mind before each tune, David will be doing the honors, but from legendary swing and bebop trumpeter and a pioneer of the flugelhorn, this is composer and educator and an NEA jazz master, Clark Terry. Here's Little Rock Getaway.
On December 18, 1962, Clark Terry was with Jerry Mulligan's concert jazz band. Nick Travis, Don Ferrara, and Doc Severinsen were also in the trumpet section. Bob Brookmeyer on trombone with Willie Dennis and Tony Studd. Saxes were Gene Quill, Eddie Kane, Jim Reeder, and Gene Allen, of course, with Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax. Jim Hall guitar, Bill Crow bass, and Gus Johnson drums. Here is Little Rock Getaway. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Joe Spivey. I'm the founder of JazzFM.com and also JazzInTheMovies.com. And I'm listening to Joe Dimino's Neon Jazz.
On March 20, 1940, Buck Clayton can be heard as the first trumpet soloist in Easy Does It, a Jimmy Mundy arrangement. Harry Edison is the other trumpet soloist you'll hear.
That was the early jazz trumpet cat out of Parsons, Kansas, Buck Clayton, with the theme for the hour, Easy Does It. So the love of jazz for David began seriously when his 20-year-old cousin introduced him to jazz when he was only 10 years old. It was a 10-inch, 78 RPM OK record of My Heart made in Chicago on November 12, 1925. It was by Louis Armstrong's Hot Five with Kid Ory on trombone. On the reverse side of that album, it was cornet chop suey. So his hip cousin then advised him to get some recordings by another cornetist, Bix Beiderbecke. And that was when he dug into his newspaper route money of 35 cents and bought the October 25, 1927 recording of At the Jazz Band Ball, backed by Jazzy Blues by Bix and his gang. And it just went on from there and there. Let's move on down the road that David made with jazz clarinetist and bandleader Jimmy Noone with Delta Bound.
Who do you suppose wrote that one?
Jimmy Durante? Wrong. It was written by Jimmy Noon. Next is Delta Bound.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and I think neon jazz is out of this world.
February 2nd, 1956. Bud Freeman participated in an album by the Jimmy McPartland Orchestra dedicated to Bix Beiderbecke. Jimmy McPartland, trumpet. Bill Stegmaier, clarinet. Bud Freeman, tenor sax. Marion McPartland, piano. Sandy Block on bass, and George Wetling drums. Here is Jazz Me Blues.
That was tenor sax man, band leader, and composer Bud Freeman with a bit of that jazzy blues. So his cool cousin kept on urging David along that jazz path. There was a third suggestion for his collection, Duke Ellington. 1 year prior to Lewis and Bix's first recordings, Duke and his six-piece band, the Washingtonians, that was their initial commercial recording to date in November of 1924, and that would be the very first one that he would get at the start of World War II and some of 75% of his recordings until Duke's death in 1974. And that would be 180 hours of recorded Duke Ellington material that David would have. From the swing-era trombonist, Trummy Young, here we are with Down by the Old Mill Stream. Next on this vintage hour of Neon Jazz, baby.
April the 12th, 1938, that the Lunsford Band with Trummy Young again recorded for Decca. This is another Cy Oliver arrangement, and we only catch snatches of Trummy, but they do show off his marvelous tone. Here is Down by the Old Mill Stream. Dan Grissom is the vocalist. Davis on tenor, Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, piano is Art Hillary, also on organ, John Hurd on bass, and Roy McCurdy on drums. Here is I May Be Wrong, But I Think You're Wonderful. ¶¶
That was another cool trombone cat, Al Gray, with the tune I May Be Wrong, But I Think You're Wonderful. Throughout the 10 years prior to WW2, during his high school and college years, David's 78 RPM 10-inch collection followed by the 33 and a third RPM LP collection, grew to thousands. All of the big names in jazz, along with lesser legends, were in there, and he found himself with a first-class treasure of early jazz. He also knew that this collection was a burden when he was moving through the post-war years with his family, and there was financial and fidelity responsibilities taking priority. He always hoped that maybe at least one of his kids would show an interest in the collection, so that's why he began making tapes that could be included chronologically so that they could dig it. From a KC-born cat, this is clarinetist and alto saxophonist Frank Teschenmacher with the Docktown Strutters Ball.
For this recording session, this group called themselves the Jungle Kings. Teschenmacher takes one of his rare recorded low register efforts, but when it comes to the finale, he blasts into it with a mighty fury. Docktown Strutters Ball.
To play them jelly rolls, how tomorrow night at the Docktown Strutters Ball.
This is Aaron Deal, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
This one in Hollywood, the Rex Stewart unit, with Stewart, of course, on cornet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Ben Webster, tenor sax, Harry Carney, baritone, Duke Ellington, piano, Jimmy Blanton, bass, and Sonny Greer, drums. And here is Some Saturday. Mm-hmm.
That was composer and pianist, as we talked about, the great Duke Ellington with Some Saturday. So the main reason, as we said before, David did this major project was so that this project could be in some kind of form that would attract his children to the music that was so huge, and it was actually 10,000 hours of tapes. So the main thing about this collection is that he chose from the years prior to the bebop period, before Gillespie, Bird, Monk, and Miles. So this was all early jazz. Right out of Louisville, Kentucky, this is another cool trombone cat. Here's Jimmy Harrison with I'm Comin' Virginia.
On that same date of May 11, 1927, the Henderson Band recorded I'm Comin' Virginia. Harrison has two solo spots in this one, both of them following Tommy Ladner's trumpet in the latter part of the arrangement.
At that March 27, 1928 session, the group did one from another current show, A Connecticut Yankee by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. One of the best of Rodgers and Hart shows, it included one of Rodgers' catchiest tunes, Thou Swell. Thank you.
That was pianist, organist, composer, singer, and comedic entertainer Fats Waller with Thou Swell. So based on David's audio commentaries referencing certain artists still being alive at the time of these commentaries, he put the tape compilation together during a period of time beginning somewhere in the mid to late 1980s and ending somewhere in the early 1990s. Many legends like Benny Moten were in his collection but did not make the cut for these tapes. Here's alto saxophonist, clarinetist, trumpeter, composer, arranger, and bandleader Benny Carter with the tune apropos for the show that is swiftly coming to an end, Rock Me to Sleep.
This is Benny Carter on November the 12th, 1987, with Roland Hanna on piano, George Mraz on bass, and Louis Beltzen on drums. Here is a Benny Carter original that was recorded as a vocal by Helen Humes, Peggy Lee, June Christie, and Dakota Staton. Carter himself had never recorded it until now and was somewhat dubious about attempting an instrumental version. Here is Rock Me to Sleep. Thank you.
Again, that was Benny Carter with Rocking You to Sleep, kids. So for the archivist to do things proper for David, he got all the liner cards and scanned each at a 400 DPI resolution. The JPEG images that resulted were as legible as the original liner cards. Every card lists the artist, tape number, year, and tunes. And at the end of the day, this collection represents a man that just loved jazz, like we do here at Neon Jazz, and just wanted to keep that torch alive. And he is very worthy of highlighting, as we have over this hour. Long live David and all that jazz lore he celebrated without fail. That collection finally went into good hands. I'm certain he would be thrilled at the attention his vinyl tapes have received on the web and in the world so far. Taking the final honors in this hour of vintage jazz is Art Tatum with The Moon is Low. And thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with a vintage tag or two, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Joey!
Let us know what you think. Reach out, give us a song suggestion. We love to hear from you. We're always here for you at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Okay, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.